Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price gives up key trend line as U.S. jobs data deals 5% losses, quoting material indicators. This week, Bitcoin had four consecutive rejections from the 50-day moving average. And on today's positive U.S. unemployment report, the bulls gave back the RS flips, 20,000. The 2017 top and the 21-day moving average trend precognition nailed every move. Buckle up for yet another crazy crypto weekend. Expect nothing less, right? Van de Pop says breaking. The unemployment rate comes in way lower than forecasted at 3.5%, while 3.7% was expected. And he says this week's economic data was conflicting. And he says eyes now focus on earnings season, PPI and CPI coming weak. And quoting Stack Hodler, people who bought Bitcoin in March of 2020 and held, Americans are up 302% in US dollars. British are up 343% in pounds. The Europeans are up 352% in euros. Japanese are up 447% in yen. And Turkish are up 772% in lira. And that's just in 2.5 years. Now for an interesting fact, 12 years ago today, the price of Bitcoin briefly traded below a penny. Could you imagine stacking sats at less than a penny? I can only imagine. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell reveals his bullish outlook on XRP and says he's invested in 2 DeFi crypto projects. I'll be sharing these projects with you. Also in today's show, analyst says one Ethereum rival is showing strength and predicts double-digit gains for Polygon and Chainlink. Also in today's show, Vitalik Buterin reveals Ethereum's endgame and names several big visions for the future. That's right. Ethereum creator Vitalik is laying out what he hopes the end goals are for the second largest crypto by market cap. Also in today's show, Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary says there is one catalyst that can push the Bitcoin price above $22,000. Quoting him here, I actually think, and this is speculation, that if you got this thing done with just stable coins and you got it regulated, it would increase the value of a lot of different positions that I have, including Bitcoin. Also in today's show, top crypto strategist predicts massive impulse breakout for the king crypto and shares his timeline. Quoting Callio here, if we do get that accumulation in the $20,000 to $25,000 range, this puts the higher volatility in pulse breakout happening around mid-December, give or take a few weeks. And in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price going on up to $31,000 for BTC. So we'll be discussing all of this, absolutely, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And with that being said, I want to welcome everybody to today's episode of Crypto News Alerts. For those of you just joining, this is the new format version 2.0 of the CNA podcast, and we are now live in real time. Welcome to episode number 1068 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. I'm your host, JV, and naturally, we have a lot to cover. I want to welcome all the new people just joining us right now. Show some love in the comments section, because I'm excited to see you all live and in the flesh. And without further ado, let's dive right in. So we have Bitcoin staying near the lower end of its trading range until October 8th after the bulls failed to recoup macro-induced losses, which you can see here in the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin circling 19,500 at the time of this recording. Lows of 19,300 appeared on Bitstamp the day prior before the consolidation began. And the pair has seen Swift talk about Bitcoin / USD. If predictable downside accompanied by U.S. unemployment numbers, crypto markets copying equities while the U.S. dollar gained, which you can see here in the U.S. dollar 1 hour candle chart. Now check it. Mikhail Vinay Pop, founder and CEO of trading firm 8, described the unemployment rate as way lower than expected, quoting him here. This week's economic data was conflicting, and he continued, positive in the last part of the week, with unemployment dropping from 3.7% to 3.5%, while earlier this week, job openings and PMI data came in badly. Eyes now focused on earnings season, PPI and CPI in the coming week. An on-chain analytics resource, Material Indicators, meanwhile noted that the ongoing importance of Bitcoin's 50-day moving average as resistance, and currently sitting just under 20,000, we have the 50-week moving average, which also was joined by the 21 moving average after the unemployment data release, which the latter subsequently began to be reclaimed. Now, quoting Material Indicators, this week Bitcoin had four consecutive rejections from the 50-day moving average, and on today's positive U.S. unemployment report, the bulls gave back the RS flips of 20,000, the 2017 top, and the 21-day moving average, which you can see here in this chart. Now let's discuss liquidations mount as the market burns longs as a result of the snap return to volatility. Meanwhile, Bitcoin long traders suffered almost 23 million in liquidations yesterday on October 7th. Cross crypto total long liquidations on the day were almost $63 million. Data from CoinGlass confirmed, with shorters adding another 19.5 million to the tally, which you can see here in this CoinGlass chart. Now, I also remind you, last week it was reported the significance of 19,000 as the current range floor zone, a significant violation of which analysis feared, which would result in a much larger unwinding. And meanwhile, the whale buy and sell levels were thus key. Analytics platform WhaleMap concluded on a potential downside price target of 12,500 in play for the King Crypto should support fail. So let me know your thoughts surrounding this potential price bottom as projected here by WhaleMaps, that we can potentially see a $12,500 Bitcoin price floor. And as I shared in the previous episode, Willie Wu says Max Payne, with 60% of the Bitcoin supply underwater, as what happened in previous cycles, we could potentially witness a floor of $10,000 for the King Crypto, which ultimately means cutting the price in half from where we are today. Let me know if you agree or disagree with some of these price floors, or do you feel that the bottom is already in at $17,500? Let me please know in the comments.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Overlooking in real time at the overall crypto market, we can see the only top crypto actually pumping in the green, impressively, is XRP, trading at around 52 cents, up over 5% for the day. There must be some good news regarding the lawsuit versus the SEC, obviously. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't be pumping, as this price has been suppressed since the lawsuit back in 2020, which has been crazy to witness. We have Bitcoin down about half a percent for the day, trading just under 19,500. We have Ethereum down about 0.75%. We got Binance Coin, and that's even after a massive $100 million hack, which occurred just the other day. Binance Coin is still holding its own. We have Solana in the red, barely correcting. Avalanche Tron, and then we have Polkadot barely in the green, XLM as well barely in the green. And now checking out the crypto market cap, we're sitting at $944 billion with $42 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is just under 40%, with the Ether dominance at 17.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have XLM, which is Stellar Lumens, the fork from XRP, interesting enough, up 6.6% for the day, trading at 12.5 cents, followed by XRP up 5% for the day, trading just under 52 cents, followed by Quant up 4%, trading just under $142. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, we can see XRP up 9%. We have CVX up 14.5%, Elrond up 16.5%, and GMX up 15.1%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 23, last week a 20, and last month a 20 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction, which you can see us witnessing right now. And with that being shared, now let's break down our next story of the day and let's discuss this XRP pump and why we're pumping as hard as we are right now. Let's break it down. Macro expert and former Goldman Sachs exec says he's bullish on XRP and believes the case against Ripple will be resolved in favor of the San Francisco payments company. In a new Real Vision Finance video, Powell explains his current stance on the sixth largest crypto asset by market cap. Quoting the macro guru here, I am long a bit. I think it's like a special situation. And I think the court case gets resolved positively and it goes up. It is actually a very used protocol. And by using Metcalfe's law, it's pretty decent. The only thing, Americans can invest in it because it got taken off the exchanges. Ironic enough, right? But generally speaking, it does what it's supposed to be doing. It is working as a payment transmission. I have no issue with it. There is plenty of activity on chain and Metcalfe's law prices it appropriately to where it is.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Now, the SEC first sued Ripple back in late 2020, claiming that the payments firm was selling XRP as an unregistered security. And at the time of this recording, XRP is changing hands just under 52 cents and pumping, as I previously pointed out. And looking at the decentralized finance DeFi space, Powell says he holds two big names in the crypto subsector. Quoting him here, I am not a big DeFi person. I am not a big yield person, but I look at the chart. I own a bit of Uniswap. I own a bit of Aave. They are pretty good. Let me know if either anyone here is also bullish on Uniswap as well as DeFi protocol Aave. Let me know in the comments below. And in addition to XRP, Uniswap, and Aave, Paul has previously said that he holds leading smart contract platform Ethereum, which we all know he is extremely bullish on. At one point, he went on to say that most of his portfolio was in Ethereum and that he wasn't holding much Bitcoin at all. And he also says a basket of some of the largest crypto assets by market cap as well. And to watch this video that Raul Powell did entitled Ask Me Anything Live, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the description. With that being shared, now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss some Chainlink and Matic. How many of you are currently holding Link, which is considered the missing link of the blockchain, or Matic, which is a scaling layer 2 solution for Ethereum to bring down the costs and all that fun stuff? Let's break this down. Here we go. Now check it. Widely followed crypto analyst and trader Mikhail Vandepop is expressing his bullish sentiment for the Ethereum rival and two popular alts. Blockchain BNB is showing strength and could actually rally up to $325, which is a gain about 14% from the current levels. As he, quoting him here, this one shows strength and indeed held the level at $265 for support, now flipping $285 for support and will be good to go, expecting continuation towards $325. And again, the Binance Coin, there was just a massive hack on the platform where the hackers try to get away with literally like $600 million in crypto, like 2 billion BNB coins, which is a pretty substantial thing. But it seems like Binance had it all under control, as I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode. So if you missed it, be sure to check it out. And the good news is nobody lost their Binance coin. Basically, it was all covered by the exchange, and they prevented the $500 million hack from happening. And as a result, there's not much carnage on Binance coin in the charts, which is definitely a good sign. Okay, and moving on, now let's discuss Polygon / Matic. I know many of you are very bullish on this crypto. The widely followed crypto analyst and trader says he expects the Ethereum scaling solution to climb by about 18% from the current price, quoting him here, expecting continuation towards $1, as you can see here in this chart. And next up is the decentralized blockchain Oracle Network Chainlink. Vande Pop says that the 25th largest crypto asset by market cap is set to rally by about 17% from the prevailing price, quoting him here in this chart, following the path, still expecting continuation towards $9. And he says it's an excellent buying opportunity. He pointed out the other day on crypto Twitter between $7 and $8 bucks. Now turning to Ethereum, Vande Pop says that the second largest crypto asset by market cap recently turned a resistance level into support and is now on the verge of resuming an upward trend that can see it rise by about 18% from the present price. So he is bullish on all of these alts, quoting him here. This one looks like a continuation is around the corner, assuming that it breaks $13,080. The next target is $1,600 for this one. So let me know if you agree or disagree with Raul Powell's bullish price target for Ethereum of $1,600 for the leading smart contract crypto. And what are your thoughts surrounding Matic and Link? Are you bullish or bearish? Are you a hodler of either of these two cryptos? Let me know in the comments right down below.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss the Ethereum future for ETH as per the co-founder himself of Vitalik. But I actually want to really quick just check the chat again, see who we have in the house. What's up, Nathan Roth? Welcome, my friend. Correct. If anyone messages you pretending to be me and says private message me or yada, 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 nope, it is a scam. I never private message people. I'll never ask you to send me crypto ever in my life. So just note that, okay, fam? Because unfortunately, YouTube is plagued with scammers pretending to be people so they can scam you. What's up, Chop Chip Nut? Love the new format. Good job. Appreciate it. Sailing with Twins, good to see you. Says yes, bullish on Matic. A Bitcoin Cow says Polygon with a nice flex. That's what's up. So it's good to see that this is all resonating with you. Good morning to you and everyone just tuning in as well. We appreciate the love. So with that being said, now let's break down the future for Ethereum and dive right into this, what Vitalik has to say. Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin is laying out what he hopes the end goals are for the second largest crypto. In a new interview with the Bankless podcast, he goes on to share, Ethereum's ethos from the beginning has been to insist on a few particular values, but otherwise not have its own picture of what specific things it brings to the world, but leave that up to the ecosystem and lots of different groups to create their own vision. And I think just having a well-functioning global cryptocurrency is a huge amount of value by itself. It's especially valuable to people outside of the first world and in places like Latin America, Africa, Eastern Europe and Central Asia and other places that have a harder time with the existing financial system. Buterin envisions Ethereum serving as a substrate for decentralized autonomous organizations and other mechanisms. As he shares here, identity is one of the biggest examples. Can we create some kind of more decentralized model of identity and really start with some of the tools that the Ethereum ecosystem has already, whether it accounts and hopefully soon social recovery wallets and ENS, which stands for Ethereum Name Service. Now the Ethereum creator creator, also says that proof of humanity and blockchain-based social media are also possible goals for the project's network. Now, ETH is currently trading just above $1,300 at the time of this recording. And if you want to watch this video that Vitalik Buterin did entitled What's Next with Vitalik Part 2, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the description. And how many of you are bullish on Ethereum or hold Ethereum, do let me know. As we know, Ethereum tends to outpace Bitcoin in bull markets, which we have witnessed in the past cycle. And many analysts are more bullish on Ethereum, but naturally Ethereum just switched from a proof of work to a proof of stake platform. And now you have the SEC saying that Ethereum is officially a security. And Gary Gensler, it sounds like they're going to be going after Ethereum. So I think because of that, I think also with the merge, which recently occurred, which is the biggest hard fork since the previous hard fork of the Bitcoin network, I think it was all priced in, and that's why we're seeing extreme volatility. And I think a lot of people were expecting the price to pump, and the market tends to do the opposite what the mass majority is expecting. But I think long term, we don't know yet. This could be extremely bullish, the Ethereum merge, in the long term, but we won't notice it until the next bull run occurs. It just, you know, is what it is. But all right, now let's discuss Kevin O'Leary and some crypto regulation, which a lot of us are waiting for, and let's break this down. So yeah, Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, believes there's one thing preventing Bitcoin from getting out of its current trading range. In a new interview with Circle CEO Jeremy Allaire, O'Leary says that getting the support of U.S. policymakers could trigger an influx of institutional capital into the crypto market, sparking a Bitcoin breakout. Send it. Quoting him here, I also believe that the one thing, just getting stablecoin regulations done, is the lowest hanging fruit, but it would also signal to the rest of the crypto market, primarily the institutional investor market. I actually think that this is speculation, that if you got this done with just stable coins and you got it regulated, it would increase the value of a lot of different positions that I have, including Bitcoin. And he goes on to share, because they would make the assumption, because we are stuck in a $17,000 to $22,000 range on Bitcoin and we'll never get out of that, if we don't get institutional support, it's just going to sit there forever. Now, O'Leary says that he is starting to see signs that Bitcoin is losing its momentum in terms of adoption. As he shares here, there is a fatigue in the market now. There is a lack of adoption, and there is a lack of wallets. There is a lack of a lot of stuff, and it's really coming to the front now. People are saying, we've got to break through this. It's like a giant logjam. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Shark Tank superstar, Mr. Wonderful. And to watch this video he did entitled Crypto's Next Adoption Curve, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the description. And let me know your thoughts. Do you think that regulation will help usher in this mass adoption as the Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect around the world? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. With that being said, now for the moment you've all been waiting for, I'm going to be sharing with you a $31,000 Bitcoin price prediction for the coming months for the fourth quarter here of 2022. As you know, we just had the most historically bearish month, which was September last month, which is followed by historically the most bullish month, which is October. Also like to throw out there that historically in October, we typically pump about 28% for the Bitcoin market. So if we were to pump another 28%, and I'm not saying that history is accurate and will repeat, but it tends to rhyme. So it's just good to know a possible level that we can hit. I think Bitcoin can hit $25,000-$26,000 if it is to follow previous Octobers or Uptobers, and as well as a very bullish Q4. And so now for a prediction from an analyst who's basically calling for the Bitcoin price to surpass $25,000. Let's break this baby down right here. So yeah, we have top crypto strategist says impulse break incoming for the King Crypto. He says a major impulse breakout of the price within the months ahead. Synonymous trader Callio tells his 500,000 Twitter followers he expects the King Crypto to experience a step towards a higher accumulation range, topping out at 25,000, followed by even a larger breakout. Since July, he notes that the King Crypto's price has fluctuated around the same range for the past 3 months. As he shares here, let's start by zooming out. So far as expected, Bitcoin has crabbed in the same price range as it was in July. And Callio says that Bitcoin is now looking like it'll break through a nearly year-long diagonal resistance line, quoting him here, Bitcoin is on the verge of breaking above high time frame resistance in the linear chart, dating back to November of 2021's all-time high. While this is significant, I want to curb my expectations. Callio says a similar trend occurred in February of 2019 when a break above the time frame linear resistance led to a macro bullish pivot. If a similar trend repeats, a 25% increase is likely before a breakout, according to Callio. So quoting him here, a move similar to what we saw in February of 2019 when linear resistance was broken around 25% higher, this would put us at around $25,000, which he shares here in this chart. And Callio does not expect an instant acceleration to that range, but more of a steady climb. Quoting him here, I think this range is a likely next low time frame target for Bitcoin, considering it also converges with likely resistance at the August range highs. And rather than an immediate acceleration, the likeliest scenario is more chop leading up to the high time frame log resistance. And Callio forecasts an impulse breakout of the price, which will occur around mid-December, which is right around the corner. Quoting him here, if we do get that accumulation in the $20,000 to $25,000 range, this puts the higher volatility impulse breakout happening around mid-December, give or take a few weeks. That's right, which he shares here in this chart. And ironic enough, it shows you this chart going on up to 31,000 as we continue to rise even after that breakout in the coming months, which makes things quite interesting. And getting back here, even with October and a break higher over the next few weeks, stay patient. Children of the last bull market, better days are here, but we are most likely not done crabbing quite yet. And he adds that he does not expect the King Crypto to reach his all-time high price. His chart shows an arrow reaching towards 31,000, which I pointed out. And he shares here, one other thing that can't be overstated, I do not expect the December breakout to lead to a new all-time high. Just a couple of months of fun, followed by more chop through to the next halving. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Crypto Callio. And realistically, when do you expect the next big run-up to a new all-time high? And let's just run back previous halving cycles and when we peaked and hit a new all-time high so you can better understand where we're at today and what can potentially happen in the future. So in 2016, we had a halving. In 2012, we had a halving, 2012 being the first halving of the Bitcoin network. 4 years later, because everything is cyclical, we have another halving, market goes parabolic, and we see Bitcoin rise on up in 2017 from roughly $1,000 to $20,000. So we're talking about a factor of 20x from that halving. Then 4 years later, because that was in December of when we hit the $20,000, almost $20,000 all-time high. It was like 19 and some change in December of 2017. 4 years later, in November of 2021, we peak and hit a new all-time high, surpassing the previous all-time high by a factor of 3.5x, and we rise to $69,000. So hypothetically, this next cyclical cycle for the halving cycle, which creates more scarcity, there is more demand and less supply, which creates the scarcity of why the price rises the way it does. If we were to just 2x from the previous all-time high, we're talking about roughly 69,000 times 2. What is that? $138,000 Bitcoin price. That's just with a 2x come up from the previous all-time high, which we hit last year. I agree with Callio. I'm in the same camp where I don't necessarily believe we're going to break out and hit a new all-time high anytime soon. I think that's going to come with the scarcity built into the next halving in 2024 and 2025. We also have Credible Crypto, who I previously shared in a previous episode, who genuinely believes that Bitcoin is going to go on track and smash six figures next year. In fact, he believes we're going to hit $150,000 per BTC. We have Samson Mao, who's running for mayor of Bitcoin City. He's projecting a $100,000 Bitcoin price in play for this year. And we have the one and only Max Kaiser, who's sticking by his $220,000 price prediction for this year for the King Crypto. I'm in a different camp. I think we return to a new all-time high around the time of the next halving. I believe that the stock the flow has been nailing it. And even though we haven't risen more recently as stock the flow predicted, I feel it's only a matter of time. I shared a chart with you yesterday that expects Bitcoin to hit the six figure range between 2024 and 2025. I think that is very realistic. Can we potentially hit a multi six figure Bitcoin price? Absolutely. When you start factoring inflation or hyperinflation and fiat currencies collapsing all around the world, I mean, literally anything is possible. But I would love to know from you, when do you feel a new all-time high will break out for the King Crypto? let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, now let's do some Q&A. And what we're going to do, I'm going to check the live chat, and you can ask me anything. I'll answer any question that you have, any comment. I'll read it out loud. And also, I'll check yesterday's episode, and I'll read out the top comments from yesterday's show as well as we break that down. But let's start with the live chat. Let's see who we have here. Nico, welcome, brother. Glad to see you here. And when I'm done with the Q&A, we will do the big finish, which is my favorite part of the show. So Inner Dino says, yes, we can. Absolutely. Juan Romero, good to see you, fam, says 2025, 2026. I feel you on that. Bitcoin Cal says, incoming 150,000. Send it, fam. Tom says, yes, rocket ship to the moon. Trini, good to see you. He says, bullish as what? And Juan says, that seems more realistic, JV, the next halving. I think so too. I just want you to be prepared for all scenarios because literally anything is possible. J-Dub, the Laker. JV, what up? What up? Good to see you. For those of you tuning in for the first time, this is the new format. We are living in the flesh. No more pre-recorded, edited, and premiering live. But now we're live in the flesh because I know time is of the essence when it comes to crypto prices. And I want to get you the latest news live in the flesh, which is what we're doing. Paul says next year is optimistic, but it would be nice. Good stuff. Next all-time high, 2023 to 2025, says Callio. Juan says, love the new format. Well, if you love that new format, you know what to do, fam. Smash the like, hit the bell notification, turn on all those notifications so you can get notified when I do go live, and drop a comment below as it helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. Bitbud, good to see you, family. Pleasure. Live to strive. You got, or live to strive. You got it, Nathan. As always, I'm glad you listened to me and went this way. I'm glad I did as well. People are really digging the new format. Love it. Everyone says they love the format, which is definitely great to hear. And now for some of the top comments from yesterday's episode, I'm going to read some of these out loud. Pam Ho says, love the show. Never miss an episode. Well, I appreciate that level of support, fam. It honestly means a lot to me. So thank you. Nico says, how the hell did I miss the first ever live stream? Please do this again. Well, you got it. Your wish is my command, brother, as we are here in the flesh. I love DCA says, never lose faith in Bitcoin and its resilience and spreading. Jamie says, awesome, JV. I've always loved your show, but I think live is even better. Good choice. Love to see your evolution and growth. Going live is hardcore. Hoddle, appreciate that, Lawrence. Thank you. Max says, hey, JV, longtime listener, watcher, first-time caller, chatter. Just want to say, love the news alerts 2.0. I appreciate that, Max. J-Dub the Laker says, I got your back on either format, brother. Your personality will shine either way. Keep the flow going and improving slowly and organically. Rhythm is everything. Absolutely. Yamaha says, love the format. Inner Dino says, loving the new format. Very impressive. And we got literally hundreds of comments, so I can't read them all. I'll read maybe a couple of more. Bitcoin Cal says, last year it was revealed that the former SEC Director Hinman received a $1.6 million year pension from Simpson Thatcher. This money was paid while he was serving SEC Director. So many shenanigans and things happening behind the scenes. It is literally mind-blowing. The pay window says, sweet, awesome format. I am watching the recording 7 hours later, but I like it. BTF. D. Eric says, sounds like CNA went Web3. I actually absolutely did. And Eric Castro says, yeah, JV, love it. In the flesh, baby. And we have so many comments. I can't read them all because I don't want to bore everyone watching. But now let's do the big finish and we can wrap up here live and in the flesh. So yeah, in today's show, we discussed, Bitcoin price giving up the key trend line as U.S. job data deals 5% losses as Bitcoin is currently correcting back in the red at 19,500. We also discussed Raul Powell, the macro guru himself, revealing his bullish outlook on XRP and says he is invested in two DeFi crypto projects, which I shared with you. We also discussed analyst says one Ethereum rival is showing strength and predicts double digit gains for Polygon / Matic and Chainlink, which are both two altcoin projects, which have a lot of upside potential. We also discussed Vitalik Buterin, the Ethereum co-founder. He says, and he shared his endgame for Ethereum and named several big visions for the future. And we also discussed Mr. Wonderful himself, says there is one catalyst that could push the Bitcoin price above 22,000. And that, my friend, is regulation. And also in today's show, we discussed a bullish price prediction of Bitcoin's massive impulse breakout and shared the timeline from Callio, who is predicting a $25,000 our Bitcoin price in December. And in this chart, it even shows us going on up to 31,000 shortly after. And we also discuss, of course, the overall crypto market, which you can see here as most of the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. But let me know your thoughts surrounding what's going on here in the market. Are you currently more bullish or bearish for the short term? Holla at your boy. And as always, I appreciate you tuning in. So be sure to smash that like, hit that subscribe button, drop a comment, and I will see you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.